Skill Review. Number 1. Campus Life.
Professor Reed?
Oh, hi, Susan. Come on in.
I hope I'm not catching you at a bad time.
No, not at all. I could use a break. What can I help you with?
Well, it's about your class on sociology. I had a few questions after the last lecture that I couldn't find the answers for in the book. Could I ask you?
Yes, of course. What is your question?
It's about a comparison you were making about women in different countries.
Was it just about women, or was I comparing men and women?
Oh, right. It was a comparison between men and women. It was something about how much they earn.
Let's see. Was I talking about industrialized countries, or...
Yes, it was about industrialized countries. You mentioned countries like Sweden, Norway, Canada, and the U.S. You mentioned something about how women with a college education in industrialized countries are likely to earn more money for their work in a business setting.
Right. Women who have a college degree in developed countries will earn more than women who do not have a college degree. However, this trend is not uniform across all industrialized countries.
Really? Where is it different?
Japan, for example. Although Japan is an industrialized country, women with college degrees in Japan do not earn more money due to their degree.
Why is that? Why don't educated women in Japan earn more money for their work?
To begin with, very few women in Japan get a college degree compared to other developed countries.
Well, if fewer Japanese women get degrees, do they work much?
That's another point. There are fewer Japanese women who work in general. That means that there is less labor force participation by women in Japan.
Why is that? Why do we see that difference when compared to many of the Western countries?
First of all, there are many cultural differences between Eastern and Western countries.
Cultural differences? Like what?
An Eastern country like Japan puts a lot of social pressure on women not to work once they are married. In fact, this pressure is supported by the tax system, so women who work are taxed heavily.
Ah, that social pressure would explain why there is such a low marriage and birth rate in Japan. Women are not so quick to get married or to have children, so they can work as a single woman and earn some money on their own.
Exactly right. Many Japanese women wait to get married and have children since tradition dictates that career and marriage are not compatible.
1. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Two. What are the reasons for women in Japan not to marry? According to the professor, what is true about women in Japan? Choose three answers. Three. Why does the professor mention the case of Japan after he talks about other industrialized countries such as Sweden, Canada, and the U.S.? Four. Based on information in the conversation, indicate whether each statement below describes a social trend in the U.S. or a social trend in Japan. For each statement, mark the correct box. Five. What can be inferred about the student when she says this?
Well, it's about your class on sociology. I had a few questions after the last lecture that I couldn't find the answers for in the book. Could I ask you?
Six. The professor describes the cultural influences that lead to fewer women working after marriage in Japan than in other industrialized countries. Indicate whether each of the following is an influence mentioned in the lecture. For each statement, mark the correct box.